From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. For the first time since a massive oil leak began off the coast of Louisiana last month, there may be some reason for optimism. Engineers with BP, the company that has contracted the drilling rig that exploded and sank, causing a massive spill in the Gulf of Mexico, now say they've succeeded in shutting down one of three leaks from the damaged well. That's not expected to greatly reduce the flow of oil into the Gulf, upwards of 210,000 gallons a day, but it does show progress. News comes as the oil company says it hopes to have a 100-ton concrete and steel box in position over the worst leak by later this week, allowing for some of that oil to be pumped out. Authorities are investigating what killed at least 35 turtles found washed up on Gulf Coast beaches. NPR's Jeff Brady's in Biloxi, Mississippi, and says early indications are oil was not to blame. Now investigators are talking to fishermen.
Some of the turtles were Kemp's Ridley sea turtles, and they're some of the most endangered turtles in the world. The National Marine Fisheries Service is investigating whether fishermen might have taken turtle excluder devices off their nets during a recent emergency shrimping season. But fisherman Anthony Pizzi doesn't accept that some of his colleagues might be to blame.
It's not our problem. It's BP's problem. They're trying to put the blame on anybody else that they can.
But necropsies performed on some of the turtles gave no indication that oil leaking from a blown-out well in the Gulf is responsible for the animals' deaths. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
After questions were raised about how the man suspected of attempting to carry out the Times Square bombing was able to board an airplane, tighter no-fly rules are being put in place at U.S. airports. Homeland Security officials said today they've ordered airlines to speed up checks of names added to no-fly lists, something they say may have prevented Faisal Shahzad from ever boarding a plane in the first place. Shahzad was caught trying to flee the country aboard a jet at Kennedy Airport. He was taken off the plane before it took off. Fires following a refinery explosion in San Antonio continue to burn out of control. Two people were injured. As Emily Banning of Texas Public Radio reports from San Antonio, one person was transported from the scene.
Multiple explosions shook a sparsely populated area of San Antonio late Wednesday morning. Officials say a fuel tanker truck at AGE Oil Refinery exploded while refueling at a loading dock and sparked fires and more explosions at nearby fuel tanks. Due to the threat of even more explosions, the local fire department and hazardous materials team is allowing the fire to burn itself out. Nearby neighborhoods and an elementary school have been evacuated and roads are closed to traffic. The Red Cross has opened up a shelter nearby for evacuees. Meanwhile, a huge column of black smoke is billowing from the scene. For NPR News, I'm Emily Banig in San Antonio.
Wall Street trended lower for a second straight day amid concerns about the spreading European debt crisis and ahead of Friday's key jobs report. The Dow fell 59 points today. The Nasdaq lost 21 points. The S&P 500 was down 7 points. This is NPR. A leading liberal Democrat has announced plans to retire at the end of his term. Representative David Obey of Wisconsin, chair of the powerful House Appropriations Committee, says he will step down at the end of his term this year. The 71-year-old Obey won the first of his 21 terms to elected office in 1969, when a special election was held after President Richard Nixon chose Melvin Laird to be his defense secretary. Top federal official is asking state insurance commissioners to scrutinize proposed increases in the price of health insurance, especially proposals from one particular insurer. We get more from NPR's Joanne Silberner.
Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius has sent a letter to governors and state insurance commissioners. The letter points out that Anthem Blue Cross, a division of WellPoint, withdrew a request to raise health insurance premiums in California by as much as 39%. The company backed off after the state found that its request was based on an overestimate of medical costs. Sebelius urged states to re-examine WellPoint requests. WellPoint's response, the miscalculation, was unique to California. The new health law relies on states to oversee health insurance increases. In her letter, Sebelius urged states to consider whether they need to give themselves greater authority in this area. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Cable giant Time Warner has posted better-than-expected first-quarter earnings numbers. The company citing a rebound in ad sales at its cable operations, as well as high ad sales for its magazines. Time Warner says for the 3 months ending in March, net income rose to $725 million. That's compared with $467 million for the same period a year earlier. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.